You're so welcome here this morning. You know, Linda been here for 19 years, baptized here. And she loved God. And she loved her pastor. And for 19 years, she sat here. You don't even know she's here. She followed orders. And I'm thankful to have had the opportunity to feed her the word of God. I'm thankful for her daughters and her husband. I talked with them, the brothers and sisters. I didn't get a chance to meet them, but I'm with you, and I'm here to comfort you. I'm not here to play no game. I'm here to give you a word that can help you during the time of the separation from your loved one. So when you have a member like Sister Linda, it's such a blessing. You know, she knew how to take the word herself. She never called me. 19 years. Never called me and told me I need you to pray. I need you to lay your hand on me. Never did. And quietly move around in the congregation. So quietly, you don't know she's here sometimes. I'm just thankful today, and I'm going to preach a message that you can understand, that you can remember her by. Actually, this is a celebration. Now, before we sit down, there's two or three things they need to understand. Before we sit down, stand back up. If the right preparations has been made, and it has, then it turned out to be a celebration. But at the same time, I recognize that it is a separation, of a physical separation, and you feel that. I've been through that myself, and as a pastor for 47 years, I've seen many times people have to go through this. So let's walk through the words for a few moments. I'm not going to be a long time, but I want not only to help the family, help Kenneth and his children, but I want to help everybody who's here. We are here by appointment. You know, you're here, you say you're here because you know Linda, because you might be a friend or a relative, but we're here by appointment. And so I would like for you to hear what does say the Lord for a few minutes. That will be a help to you, all right? Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. Your word will open in this place. Your voice will be spoken. And men and women will understand what you're saying. Thank you for Linda so many years. Thank you for Kenneth. Thank you for these girls. Thank you for this family, grandchildren. Thank you. May words of comfort, the brothers and sisters, come out of my mouth as a man of God and feed them this day. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated now. Those of you who are carrying a Bible, I think they'll put it on the board for you. She lived in the Father's hand. Now she lives in the Father's house. She lives in the Father's hand, and now she lives in the Father's house. Notice what I didn't say. I didn't say dead. Because Christians don't really die, they go to sleep. And so Linda is still alive. The Bible says this way. Apostle Paul says, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Yes. Now, when you say absent from the body, present with the Lord, what's absent? Her spirit, which is eternal, is with the Father. And so Jesus, ministering to religious folks who didn't understand in the 10th chapter of John, religious folks who had their religion but didn't want a revelation. God is a God of, he's not a God of religion. He's a God of revelation. When one come in contact with God, they should be able to see life better. So Jesus explaining himself here in John 10, I thought these words fit her so well. For he said in John 10:27, he says, My sheep hear my voice. And I know them and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice. To my amazement, after studying the word so many years, I looked up the word voice in the New Testament. It's written in Greek. I look up the word voice, and the word voice means light. So when you really hear what God is saying, light comes. The word voice also means revelation. Revelation is something that you can't read upon. It has to be unfolded to you by a higher being. I went on in my study, and there's a word that the church very seldom use called a rhema word. A rhema word is a word that God made alive especially for your situation. In other words, the Bible come out of the book into your mind, into your heart, into your soul, that you understand how to handle what you're dealing with. Thy word, he says, is a lamp to thy feet and a light to thy path. So that voice is a light. Also in Psalm 119, 130, it said the entrance of God's word giveth light. In other words, it shows you how to handle any situation. This situation is called death. We're going to read further. It said, my sheep. Jesus used the analogy of a sheep and a shepherd. You remember, all of y'all remember, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. See, Linda knew that. Yeah, do I walk? You don't have to run. Death don't run us. Here do I walk through the valley of shadow and death. I feel no evil for what he said. Thou art with me. All right. So this shepherd thing, my sheep hear my voice. So my sheep see my light. My sheep understand that this life is only temporary. My sheep have understood enough to make preparation for this day. When it comes, they'll have somewhere to go. My sheep hear my voice. Now notice the second standard in that voice. And I know them. This is personal. Once you hear the voice, there's a connection made. There's a relationship developed. Linda had a relationship with God. None of us can help her now. Kenny would like to, but he can't. I would like to, but I can't. Because it's beyond our jurisdiction. But there's one who can help us even after death. I know them. So the Lord know Linda. And by knowing her, means that they have a relationship, they had a fellowship, and now her father can stretch his hand out and take her with him. Said, my sheep hear my voice, I know them now, and they follow me. A stubborn sheep, a blind sheep, a contrary sheep won't follow. You got to keep messing with that sheep. Linda wasn't like that. She followed me as a pastor. She was here. She respected me. She heard the word of God. She would take it in. And so she was following Jesus. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me now. Listen very carefully, because she lived in his hand and now she live in his house. You understand that? Are y'all with me? Christians. She lived in his hand. In other words, her decision, her lifestyle. Where did she go? What kind of life did she live? She didn't live any kind of life. Everybody couldn't tell her, come go with me. She said, I don't do that. I don't live that kind of life. She lived a sanctified life, a holy life, a separated life, a set apart life. You can't say that about everybody. And so when we go further here, Jesus is trying to explain to religious folks about revelation, about a rhema, about there's a light There's a supernatural light that God placed on somebody who followed him. Other people don't know how to go. They're religious folk. They just won't sing a song and read two scriptures, but they really don't recognize who behind the scripture. And there's no power. I feel power coming on me now. There's no power. There's no anointing. There's no joy. There's no peace. There's no understanding. There's no wisdom. I just go to church. No. No. God is knowable. God, intimacy. You can, oh my goodness. You can develop intimacy with God. You can be, God says, draw nigh to me and I'll draw nigh to you. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. That's why people don't go to church now, because it's just a ritual. No, they need a revelation. They need to be touched when they come in God's house. They need to know God is real. They need to know God has hand. God has arm to hug you, hold you. Though I'm weak, yet he is strong. And then the Holy Spirit is a comforter. So Jesus go on to say in the 28th verse, and I give unto them eternal life. Oh, there it is. And I give unto them what? Eternal. What is eternal life? Eternal life for sure is not this little short time down here. Eternal life means unending. And Jesus is the only one can give it to you. You can't get it out of the internet. You can't get it out of the university, wherever you graduated from. The only person you get eternal life from is Jesus. I wish I had two Christians here. Huh. And I give unto them eternal life. Not nobody else. I give it to them. So nobody, I give it, nobody can take it away. And then in the 28th verse, the second statement he made, and they shall, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. You see that? You looking at it? Can you read? They shall what? Never perish. What did it make you think about? The scripture that I was saved on some 44 years ago. I'd been out all night and went to church that morning, and the preacher, matter of fact, his daughter is here. My pastor, he going home to be the Lord. He preached John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, should not perish, should not perish, but have everlasting life. I sat on the back row. I said, he ain't talking to me. I'm not going. And he just jumped around. He was a little short fella. He jumped around preaching. He said, God so loved. And to my amazement, I was the first one up there. Got saved and haven't gone back in the world since. I got what you call born again. Anybody here born again? Born again. I got a new life, new walk, new talk. And I buried myself in that Bible 44 years ago and never came out. Shall never perish. So therefore, Kenneth, the Lord speak to us today, and he's letting us know that Linda's not here physically in a body, but she's here in the spirit. And she's with the Lord for eternity. He said she would never perish. Everybody said never. All right, see, this is a life, boy. This is a powerful life. He says she should never perish. I got to move here. Here's what I want you to see: the end of this verse. Look at the end of this verse. Oh my! Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. In studying that closely. Not even death, no demon power. Not when he was just covering everything. He wasn't just covering man. Demon power. Not even death could pluck Linda out of his hand. Hallelujah. That's good to know, isn't it? That's good to know. We're not just going. We're not going to put Linda in the ground. We got to understand that as Christians, we say we know God. We got to understand that. He said, no man can pluck him out of my hand. Then he said, my father. Oh, hallelujah. I got a father. Which gave them me is greater than all. Oh, my God. My God is greater than all other gods. And then I have the opportunity to call him Father. He's not just God to me. I have a personal relationship with him. And I have the right as a son. Because he's saying his word, but as many as receive him, to them give he the power to become the son of God. Then he's saying his word in Romans 8:14, as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Thank God I'm a son of God. Aren't you glad that you're a daughter of God? Thank God I'm a son of God. And I don't only call him our Father, but our God, I call him our Father, which art in heaven. Holy be thy name. He's a good God. And then he's not only God to me, he's my father. In other words, Linda is in the family. The family that don't never separate. If you want to see her again, get your business straight and keep it straight. I'm almost about to close. Hallelujah. So he says, my father gave them meat greater than all. No man is able to pluck them out of my father's hand. Now, let me give this to you. She lives in the father's hand. Now she lives in the father's house. The only trouble in a believer's death is separation for a while. She is not troubled. She is not in trouble. We in trouble. If we don't let the Holy Spirit handle this. Now, if we let the Holy Spirit handle it, we're not in trouble because the Holy Spirit knows how to handle death. Say this with me. In the Father's hand. In the Father's house. I'm supposed to say it three times. So we got two more times. She's in the Father's hand. She's in the Father's house. You see, she's in the Father's hand. She's in the Father's house. Now, if you're sitting here with your contrary self, man, saying nothing, shame on you. I'm trying to help you too. You know you need help, don't you? I need help, you need help, all of us need help. So don't set you like you don't need no help. We need some help. We need help. Oh my goodness. Now please don't try to tell me when to quit. Because that makes me go longer. So I'm trying to close. But don't let me feel your vibration that you're trying to tell me I've said enough because I'll just keep talking. The Father's hand is eternal. The world hand is temporary. You got that? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. For we know that if our earthly half of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God. A house not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. She had another building. Kenneth had a house for her, but the Lord had another house for her. When this house run out, she go to his house. Sickness, oh my God. Trouble, nor death can pluck his child out of his hand. I read there. Even now, John chapter 11. Even now. God Almighty. John chapter 11, verse 22. Two sisters in trouble. the brother, only brother, had died. And they had sent for Jesus, but Jesus tarried till he died because Jesus wanted to go there and raise him up. You remember Lazarus, right? And then we get to the 22nd verse. He said, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee. She's talking to Jesus. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. But that wasn't good enough. Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. In the 25th verse, Jesus said unto her, girl, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, wave your hand at me, he that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet, oh Lord, shall she live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Well, what do you mean she should never die? Isn't she dead? No. She's asleep. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, By revelation, she sleep. By revelation, she's not dead. She's still alive. I wonder if you're scared to say she's not dead. Don't let this body fool you. She got another body, not made with hand, eternal in the heaven. Are you listening to what I'm saying? She only lying down there sleeping. She left this body the other day and went home to be with God. You know, there's a home to go to. There's a God to go to. There's another life. There's another citizenship. There's another government. There's another grace. There's another wisdom. There's another understanding. There's another place you can go when you leave here. Your home is not here. You better keep your bag packed. Who's going to be next? Nobody knows. But keep your bag packed. Because everybody got to go this way one day. Are you listening to me? If you don't have your business fixed, I'm asking you on behalf of Linda, get your business fixed right now. Tell Jesus that you know you can't make it by yourself. You can't make it by a job. You can't make it by money. You can't make it by academics. You can't make it by psychology. You can't make it by science. You must move in the spirit realm. That's where God lives. The Bible says God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. I wish I had some Christians who know how to praise their God. I wish I had somebody here who knew Jesus for himself. I wish I had somebody here that is not ashamed of the gospel, that Jesus died that I might live. I wish I had somebody here to know how he suffered on that cross on their behalf, and how he shedded his blood and hung on that cross and died. I wish somebody was here to know that he died for my sin and your sin. I want somebody to shout hallelujah. We serve a good God. Thank you, Linda. You are a mighty good friend. You serve God, and now you get your reward. If this earthly house is dissolved, I have another building. When Jesus' hand was nailed to the cross, he spoke some words that all of us should be glad about. In the final analysis, before he got to this word, he said to the Father, into thy hand
I commend my spirit. You know that what Linda said. We wasn't there. We can't testify because she was in another realm. But she committed her spirit in this old body. It's just a tabernacle we're living in. She got a new body. Not only that, my brothers and sisters, I come rush to a close. Not only that, Jesus said something in John 19:30 in the scriptures. You know what he said? John 19:30. You know what he said? Where y'all Christian at? John 19:30. You know what he said? It is finished. Meaning that by his death and burial and resurrection, all of us have a path to travel now in the spirit realm. He said, it is finished. Oh my God, I better finish. It is finished. Into thy hand I commend my spirit. Turn with me to one closing verse. I got two. 1 Corinthians 15. I feel good up here. Glory to God. Yeah, I got to, you know, just preach a little bit for Leonard. Y'all know a pastor can preach a little bit. Hallelujah. I'm a teacher, you know. But I try to preach a little bit. Her daddy instructed me how to preach the word. Listen to this now, Kenny. And daughters. Linda died in a supernatural position. Therefore, her death is called sleep. She died in a supernatural position. What that supernatural position was, she was supernaturally connected with the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. So she, when you die in a supernatural position, that means you're not going to stay in the grave. See, Jesus died in a supernatural position, and on the third day, what happened? He got up, what did he say? He had how much power? All power in his hand. Linda with him. Do you hear me? In Corinthians 15, 1 Corinthians 15, there was witnesses of Christ's resurrection. The resurrection had to be defended. The resurrected body had to be explained. But then at the end of that chapter, the declaration was made of victory over death. Yes. Victory over death. And so it says in the 51st verse, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, God Almighty, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Good God Almighty. So when the corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal should have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up. I'm preaching the Bible. No, I don't have a piece of paper yet. This come out of God's word. Death is, First Corinthians 15, 54. Death is swallowed up in victory. And then the words say, oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? When you're born again, I got to close here. When you're born again, the victory had no grave. No grave had no victory over Linda because she already had her business fixed. I say, sleep on, Linda. Sleep on and take your rest. I'm going to keep fighting down here. But one day I'll join you in that great army in glory. But all of God's children gonna get together and sing How I Got Over, and sing Hallelujah, and sing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. One of these days, all of us are graveyard trapped. One of these days, our name gonna be called. Are you ready to answer? Can you answer if your name is called today? Can you say I'm ready? I'm ready when my time comes. I've been born again. I've been washed in the blood. I have the Lamb name on my side. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. So Kenneth, and to these girls, to these brothers and sisters, she lived in the Father's hand. We found that nobody couldn't pluck out the Father's hand. And now she live in the Father's house. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you so. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I go, that you may be also. And then Jesus made these astonishing words in my clothing. In John 14:6, Jesus said this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. I'm so thankful for you Christian answering me, y'all. Thank y'all. I got some Christian here. Them girls answer me, man. Amen. Thank God for them. Thank God for them. Thank God for them. All right.